A Letter to a Theological Student by Ian Murray. The following letter contains practical advice that may be of help to those seriously considering a call to the ministry of the Word of God in a local church. Dear friend, I was glad to have your letter, to read your thoughts, and to know of your hopes of soon entering a pastorate. It is the best work in the world. But not only the hardest, it is quite beyond our own resources. You ask me major questions. I'm glad you do, for we must gain help from every source we can. Yet in the end our comfort and assurance has to be that God Himself will guide. Distrust of self and childlike trust in Him are our lifelong needs. It is good that you are reading Charles Spurgeon. Never outgrow reading him, as some men do. His all-around ministry is also eminently helpful. A few thoughts, then, with a new pastorate in view. Number one, if God calls you to a people, He will put some special regard for them in your heart, for you have to express His love and concern for them. Love to Christ and love to the people in the foundation, and always to be kept first. Number two, be slow in forming assessments of individuals. Some, of whom you at first expect much, may turn out to be disappointing. Others you scarcely noticed at first prove to be your best helpers. Try to avoid special friendships in the congregation. Remember the people who seem to want your time may not be the people who need it most. Number three, be careful never to promise anything without fulfilling it. You should probably, therefore, keep a record of everything you promise. Number four, you need to gain the affection of the people, but at the same time avoid trying to be popular. Divine grace is needed here as elsewhere. Number five, follow as much as you can all the current usages and practices. Don't hurry to change anything. There is something serious that you cannot accept. You will hopefully see it before you accept the call and can discuss it beforehand with the deacon's calling committee. Number six, do not be too tied to theories on what you must preach, how long your sermon should be, and so on. You need to study the people's needs. Jesus spoke as they were able to hear it. It is better your sermons are too short than too long. Love for the people will dictate much of what you do or don't do. Number seven. In my experience, the people most needing attention in a congregation are usually those on the fringe of things, the half-committed. If you have Phyllis Brooks' Yale lectures on preaching, he has some valuable thoughts in the chapter, The Preacher Himself. He talks about disappointment and sense of failure after early hopes, and draws the right lessons. There is much we have to learn, and sometimes the learning comes in ways we would never have expected or wanted. Faith is a foundation, Grace. I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not, Jesus said to Peter. That is the point the devil attacks. We do have a cunning adversary. It is just because your work will be so important that he will attack it again and again. Make regular prayer times a daily essential, and your reading of Scripture. Galatians 2, verse 20. Ian Murray.